From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, Islamic State fighters launched counterattacks that have pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and tried to break the grip of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on the outskirts of the IS town of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zunas says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency despite recent setbacks.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq, they have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
And the U.N. says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to besieged Syrians near Damascus, but unable to reach two communities which haven't received outside aid since late 2012. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with some department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent cable on U.S. policy in Syria. Kerry called it well-written and very good. His spokesman, John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them.
The 51, mostly mid-level diplomats, have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on President Bashar al-Assad's regime to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped over 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease a chronic shortage of foreign currency amid falling oil prices. The central bank sold hundreds of millions at 280 or more Naira to the dollar. This is VOA News.